Will you come home, Intef? I have come, we have all come, to bring you back. He looked over my shoulder and saw, seemingly for the first time, the others who waited some distance from the gates. He raised his hand in greeting to them. I cannot leave her, he said. She needs to grow up knowing someone other than Keeper. But this is no place for a mortal to live, I said. And yet I have done it, have I not? I have lived here for however long it has been, and so has she.
Are you still mortal?
I believe I am, and will stay so. But she was born in the underworld. I don't think she has ever been fully mortal since that moment. Keeper says a child born in the underworld can never leave. She won't survive away from this place.
Why not? She was born of mortal parents. Surely she could live in the mortal realm. Does she not breathe air and need water just as we do?
I don't understand it, he said. Not fully, and not even almost. I only know she will die if she tries to leave. Keeper has made that quite clear.
Maybe Keeper isn't telling the truth.
Would you risk our daughter's life on a gamble? I have never known Keeper to be anything but honest. They may twist the truth, yes, what God doesn't, but they have never lied to me.
I looked away, trying to steady myself. His words seemed cold, but they were also pragmatic. He could always see the core of a problem without being swayed by emotion. This was Intef as he had always been. So there is no possibility for her to leave? I asked at last.
None. His voice was gentle now. And I am sure you knew that even before you came here. I nodded, unable to admit he was right. I had come to retrieve Intef, not Mechatartan.
Is my shadow's babe here? I asked. And her mate?
Yes, he said. They are both here. As long as I am here, my shadow must stay.
My shadow would want her mate back. Did it know I intended to stay?
It would have to stay, too. If I stayed and Intef left, my shadow and her mate would not be reunited.
Surely you do not want to spend the rest of your life in this place, I whispered.
She needs me, he said. She doesn't know it, but she does. Although everything I tell her is couched in terms of tales and wonders, I can teach her what she needs to know. She knows compassion, even if she only understands it on an intellectual level. She knows honesty and trustworthiness and honour. If I was not here, she would know nothing of these things.
But how much longer do you need to stay?
He sighed and looked up to the sky as if searching for a sign. Until I think she doesn't need me anymore. I don't know when that will be, and even if that time comes, Keeper might not allow me to leave. There was no end date to the agreement we made with them. Samun, you need to leave me here. Move on with your life. Now that you have finished your quest, go and live. Find your sisters. Do something for yourself instead of always chasing after something for someone else.
I cannot, I said brokenly. If it was me here, you wouldn't leave me. I cannot do that to you either. This place is killing you, Intef. I wish you could see how you look. You are like a ghost.
You must leave me. He reached out to wipe a few tears from my cheeks. His touch was gentle, and it made me cry even harder. Our daughter needs me here, Samun, and I will stay for her. With that, he stepped back through the gates and they swung shut behind him.
Intef!
I called. My knock made no noise. The gates would not open to me again.
Intef!
I fell to my knees, sobbing. Tears dripped between my fingers and soaked the grass.
I cannot leave you here.
You cannot stay!
But the gates didn't open.